Well, we've been gone for 4 weeks now, remember. You know, so we lost one to Mississippi, one to Fayetteville, and three to Peoria, and another one to Mississippi. So
you're still in a playoff spot. So.
Yeah, no, we're still in a playoff spot. I mean, it's, yeah, for going on the road for, you know, for like I said, for 4 weeks, not having ice here since, I think, February 20th. You know, we've kind of maintained our position. Obviously, we don't want to maintain it. We want to move forward and start to figure things out. But it's tough when you have, you know, an hour of ice time, or when you get home, you know, between games, you have to drive to Liberty and, again, only have an hour of ice time. All the real work and the real teaching goes on after practice, when you just have that free time. You know, everyone's done what they're supposed to do. The guys that are hurt and get off and get treatment. The other guys sit, you know, sit on the ice with us and just kind of go over things, and we kind of fine tune things and tweak, you know, bad habits that they've got and get rid of those. You know, but not having, like I said, not having that ice time really hurts us.
So are you concerned, Sam, at all about your team's conditioning, or do you think you guys are, from playing all those games on the road, are still in pretty good game shape?
No, no. The conditioning's, you know, fine. We've been going to, you know, a gym here, Lab Sports Performance, and he's been doing a great job keeping the guys kind of in tip-top shape. It's just more, there's a little bit of rust with our systems, a little bit of rust with our, you know, our power plays and penalty kills, because we can't, you know, it's one thing to see it on video, and it's one thing to explain it on a whiteboard. It's another thing to be able to actually go on the ice, take your time, move guys around, make sure everyone sees not only where the weaknesses are, but where to kind of recover to kind of almost, you know, cover up that weakness and make it a strength. And it's just, again, it's just tough to do that when you don't have just, you know, time. It's, everything's got to be regimented. It's got to be, you know, basically down to the minute. That way they have a few minutes to work on little things that they need to and then get off the ice.
We talk with Roman Aguirre, Dogs head coach Sam Fatork. Talk about, I know, your new sharpshooter, Riley Spraggs,
yep.
Had at least one goal on the trip. Is he sort of assimilating, fitting in?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't, you know, trade deadline came, and I actually wasn't really beating down the phones, and all of a sudden our phones started ringing, and you know, in order to get something good, you need to give up something good. So, you know, Mass is a great player. But we had a lot of passers. We needed more of a shooter, shoot-first mentality, and Riley's just that. So he's been taking a lot of shots and getting to the areas. Obviously, you know, if you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for him to kind of really grasp what we're doing, because the other guys have been here basically all year. But yeah, he's fit in real well. He's a great kid. Wants to win. Wants to be successful. Get to the next level, and that's what we were looking for.
Okay, a couple more questions. Is obviously you got a big homestand coming up too with Peoria this weekend, and then the team that's chasing you, Columbus, next weekend.
Yes.
So what's the message to your team?
The message is we control our own destiny right now. If we take two from Peoria and really get back to our structure, our systems, and play the way we want to play, that'll be obviously very beneficial for us. And then the next weekend with Columbus, you know, that's the team directly behind us. So if we win, you know, if we go on a rip and win four in a row, you know, now we're really sitting pretty. You know, not only that, but we've established ourselves as a contender in these playoffs that has figured it out at the right time. It's not a matter of how you're doing before you get into playoffs. It's just getting into playoffs and making sure once you're there, you know, you establish your type of game and your brand of hockey, because now it's a series against one specific team.
And you really need some momentum, because at the end of the season, Sam, you've got four of the last five on the road again.
Of course, yeah. Nothing's going to be easy. You know, the first-year team, again, it's a first-year team, you know, new group of guys, new coach, new building, new league, new trainers, you know, so it's going to be tough. And obviously you're not going to get the best schedule when you're an expansion team. But then again, like I said, if we take advantage of our home games here and then play simple and smart on the road, because we don't have to really impress anybody, we just have to get some points, it actually could work out in our favor. You know, again, you don't want to be on the road, you know, at the end of the season, but you know, again, it's a mindset. If you want to look at it as a good thing, being able to play smart and kind of simplify your game, then it is. You know, if you're going to look at it and go, we're on the road, and you know, then it's going to be a tough one to overcome. But, you know, we have that positive mindset where, like I said, as an expansion team, we're in the playoffs right now. We've been in the playoffs basically the whole season, and we want to keep it that way.
Jeremy Burns was suspended. Is he coming back, Burnsy?
He will be back. He's got another game. So he'll miss Friday, and then he'll be back on Saturday.